Hey, I'm Wanda Colombian.
She's such a liar. I'm Grace. By the way, yeah, no, I'm actually Wanda Colombian. This is Grace.
Hello.
Is that it?
That's
all
it.
You have
that's
to
all
say?
I say? That's it. End of story. Podcast done.
Can you give a little bit more about yourself? What is it? Like, who are you? You're new. People are probably thinking
I'm new. I'm Grace. I work with Juan at the radio station in promotions. Mm-hmm. I'm in college at Fanshawe here in London for radio broadcasting. And I have too much caffeine in my system all the time.
I have to deal with that the whole game. We're in a basketball game right now, and then you were dancing all your way out.
Yeah, I felt a little high.
Just a little.
Yeah, just like a little on cloud nine, a little bit. It's fine. It's good. I felt good, so it's all right.
Yeah, well, I want to have you here because I know you have a crazy story that I want to share with people that actually that listen to a podcast. Because a lot of people, they listen, but they listen because, first of all, they're probably bored at home or somewhere.
Naturally.
And some other people, they listen because they're sad with their life. And
like myself.
No, you're not. That's what I want to bring you here because you're actually one of those people that one day you decided to just do, like, follow your dreams.
Right.
And then you start doing radio.
Right.
You were hired here, what was it, like 3 years ago? No, two years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, what was in your mind when you didn't have anything? Because you weren't in radio. You didn't even think to go into radio.
No, so I was working at the LCBO in London over in the White Oaks area.
Shout out to LCBO. I need, like, you guys to send me some advertisement money for that.
Yeah, just some booze. So I worked at the LCBO, and I followed F96 on Facebook because I loved the station. Mm-hmm. And I happened to see a posting that they're looking for a summer cruiser. So I applied because it said no experience necessary. Great, perfect. I have none. So I applied. I put in my resume that I'm like a super great people person. I love to smile, got a great attitude. Mm-hmm. My aunt Julie, happened to know Kent Guy, the promotions director.
Shout out to Ken.
Shout out to Ken. So she sent me a little text saying, hey, my niece applied. Can you just look at her resume? That's all I'm asking. Just look at it. He went one step farther and gave me an interview. Mm-hmm. He actually told our bosses, Chelsea and Tanya, that I was probably going to be a waste of their time. And apologize. So that feels good. That hurts my ego a little bit.
Why? That's actually good, though, because you proved them wrong.
Exactly.
It's not a waste of time. It was good.
It's true. It's true. So, yeah, the interviews went great. We kind of, like, clicked. We hit it off. Same personalities. And I happened to get the job.
What was going through your head when you came to a radio station and you were like, holy, like, it's something that I never done.
It's true.
It's a place that I listen because you were actually a listener.
Yeah.
More than just, you know, someone random that applies for a job, you actually listen to a radio station. Mm-hmm. How is that? Like, what was coming through your head? Like, it happened. It happened to me when I applied for jobs. I'm sitting outside waiting for that person to come and be like, oh, welcome, come here. Mm-hmm. We'll ask you random questions that are going to make you uncomfortable and awkward. And you're like, oh, geez. So what was it?
It was pretty surreal. Like, I was super nervous because I couldn't find the place, first of all. It was so windy that my hair had like a big bird's nest in it. So I felt like super underqualified, didn't know what I was doing, but like excited because I love interviews. Mm-hmm. I love interviews. I like love meeting people and like introducing myself and kind of talking.
Okay.
So I was a little nervous and I come in, I go through the two sets of interviews and then Chelsea walks me through the station and I pass Taz. In the hallway.
Okay.
And like lost my cool just a little bit.
Because you're probably a fun girl.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
Oh
I was
God,
like,
I listen to you ever, Marlon.
She's like, oh, that's Taz. And I go, I know. I like, I know.
Did he say hi?
He did. He was super friendly. He didn't stop and talk, obviously, because he doesn't know who I am. Uh-huh. But
he's a friendly guy.
He
talks.
He's very friendly.
I want, like, that's weird that he didn't ask you, like, oh, who are you? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Did he or not really?
Chelsea just kind of, like, was quickly walking me through. Like, okay. She was on a mission. We were going to find Boss Brad somewhere. And he was going to the kitchen. He had food on the mind. He was busy.
Okay, so he was, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said the interview went well. You surprised Ken because...
Yep.
In a lot of meetings that we have with him, he mentioned your story. He says that it was really inspirational how you got here without any experience and you actually got the job, which is awesome.
Hmm.
How has it been since then? Like, I know there's been a lot of changes because now you went to school. You're almost about to graduate from radio broadcasting. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Don't forget the journals, though.
Oh, no, I got to do my
The journals. You still have time that you can miss those, and then you're not going to graduate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tell us about what's this to be like this 2 years. Is there something changing in your life? Like, when you came here, like, when you first started radio, what are the things that you wanted to do in radio, and, like, what is it now?
So when I first started, the whole reason I decided to stick with it in the first place is because my 2 weeks starting here, walking around the office, I noticed that everyone was so happy. Mm-hmm. Everyone just seemed so happy and lighthearted and, like, to love what they do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's it. That's enough for me to sell me on radio. Everyone here seems like a good mood. I'm in. I'll do it for life. Sure. So signing for school was a big step. Uh-huh. Since I've been in school, I've kind of like learned a little bit about all of it. Obviously, like, we cover sales on air. I thought for a hot second, mm-hmm. I wanted to be on air.
But that was at the beginning, right? Like, when you first got hired and like all that. So, okay.
Well, not even when I started school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, you get a bit of a high when you turn on that mic and you're like in charge of the radio station. You have like an adrenaline rush and it's kind of addicting. But I really hate show prep.
Why?
So
it's so much easier.
I hate it. I won't do it.
I think, like, so me, when I was doing my shows, one of the things that I actually enjoyed doing was show prep. Mm-mm. Because everywhere I go and everything I do, it was show prep.
Right.
Like, legit, it was show prep. Like, me walking and seeing someone random walking and dancing, I was like, oh, shit, I can talk about that. Because it's true. Like,
that's true.
Everything you can relate it to someone. And that's the idea when we do show prep, right? Like, we want to do things that people can relate to. Sure, you have to do some research about things that happen in, like, life and all that stuff. But I don't know. I found it fun. So, yeah. So you didn't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay. So what happened after that when you realized, like, oh, yeah, show prep is not for me?
Well, I kind of always knew that promotions was where my heart was. Okay. I plan on dying one day while planning a contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna like plan your dad like your dad?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe I'll make it like a radio contest.
Okay.
Yeah, get to be one of my pole bearers.
Oh my god. You also work in a what was it?
I did work in a funeral. I didn't work in a funeral home. I applied to be a funeral director at like the school in Humber. I did an embalming and everything on a old dead lady.
Oh my god, so I could believe you probably do a contest related to that. Probably don't do it in the radio station I work at, so thank you.
No, I won't do that. yeah, so I kind of always knew promotions where it was at. The first year, didn't get to like showcase when I know very often. But now in second year, I became the promotions student coordinator and kind of get to lead the team and get some leadership skills, some planning skills, and now we're planning a big concert that I can slap on my resume. So that's pretty cool.
Shout out to that too.
Exactly.
This episode is going to come out in like a day, so you can show this and share
our
it
fest.
With people.
Come to our fest.
Where
March 21st at London Brewing Co-op.
Look at this girl. She's acting like an announcer right now.
Plug,
I wish you could
plug,
see what
plug,
I'm seeing.
Plug.
She's like legit moving the hair and like laughing and smiling. Oh my goodness. I could see you doing announcing.
See, like, I like to talk.
Uh-huh.
You know that. I love talking. Yeah. I just hate
maybe go
hosting.
You never know though. Like maybe like someone could do it, like the show prep for you, and you just smile. Like see that. Like,
I'll be the giggle girl. I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That pays the bills sometimes. Mm-hmm. So hey, whatever. Yeah. So you don't want to do that. You want to do promotions.
Right.
Why promotions? Like why? I know you work in promotions here.
Right.
And that's probably where you got the love for promotions. But what's the main thing that got you to promotions? Like, why?
A couple of reasons. Like, one, I really love that it's different every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big trouble with that with other jobs, was that I was like, I'm going to get bored of it because it's going to be the same thing every day. So that's one main thing that I love the most, is that every day is going to be different. I'm going to be somewhere else, or I'm going to be doing something different. That was the biggest thing that kind of has kept me here. I love being behind the scenes, and I'm kind of a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be in control of what's going to happen and plan the things, make sure they're going to go how I want them to go. I like that. I like to do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's the thing with promotions. Promotions is one of those things that you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
It's not in between.
No.
There's not like one thing that you're like, oh my God. you know, I kind of like it, but I don't. It's like, no, you either love it or hate it. Because it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun talking to people. If you want to do more like the promotion coordinator side,
right,
there's a lot of office work that you have to do. You got to sit at like in a desk.
Super true, yeah.
Plan of stuff. But the good thing about what you want to do is that you're doing the learning part now that is just like going to events, seeing what you need, seeing the thing is like when you're sitting in a computer planning something, but you haven't been in an event before, then you don't know what could happen. Sometimes we go to events, you and me,
yeah,
and then we're planning from before, oh, bring 2 tents, 7 flags, this and that, whatever. And then yep, the people is like, oh, you actually, you're not allowed to put a tent.
Yeah.
So like, what, like what's plan B, what's plan C, what's plan D, you know?
Exactly.
So it's good that you're actually seeing that right now. I've done promotions for like, man, a long time.
Because you're old.
Shout out to the old people here. I'm not that old. Come on. I'm like just a little bit older. But yeah, no, it's just like, it's fun. Today we found something funny. And you probably remember that because I'm going to bring it up. But there was a guy that approached me and he's like, hey, do you still work for this radio station?
Right.
And I was like, no, I didn't even know who he was. But then he's like, yeah, that was in 2015 or 14. And I was like, how do you even remember? Like, it's 6 years. And that happened to me all the time. The other guy, remember the other guy that yep, came and he's like, hey, we hadn't heard you in the TAS show. Like, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I don't know what I have, but people remember those things. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what I love promotions too. And, like, announcing. Because it kind of, like, when you do something with passion and you love it, as you said, with the promotion thing that you want to die doing it, people remember those things.
Yeah, it's true.
Even being behind the scenes, you're behind the scenes for the listeners, but not for the clients.
Yeah, because that's the best part. Yeah.
What are the things that people remember the most? Clients, promotions coordinators,
right,
or promotion people. Oh, where's Grace? Oh, where's Chelsea? Oh, where's Tanya? Oh, where's Matt? Mm-hmm. Will, whoever. Like, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
So it's really good that you want to do. So what's the plan? You're finishing April?
Yep.
I know there's a talk that they're going to hire you here as a promotion assistant.
Right.
So you're going to help with proposals. Yeah. You're going to help with digital a little bit, no? I don't know.
Yeah, kind of all this office stuff, like doing proposals, social media stuff, mm-hmm, like getting the posts up there, digital, remotes, whatever they can really throw me, pretty much.
What do you think about moving? Radio is a big... I started in Colombia.
Right.
Listen to this. I started in Colombia, moved to Miami, went back to Colombia, came here. There's a lot of moving mm-hmm in media. A lot. What are you thinking? Would you move somewhere? Where this far... Like, if you get hired in Colombia, you're not going to apply to Colombia. God, this is just example.
Oh.
Hey, listen. There's a Colombian
here.
Look
at me. I wouldn't last 2 minutes down there.
You would. You're a tough girl. So... if you, like, what's the goal? How do you see yourself in 5 years?
Okay. So I would move, but I don't, like, I'm not going to move just for the sake of moving.
Okay.
You know, I would move if the job was really, really great. And
what's a great job for you?
I really would love to stay with Chorus. Like, okay, it's a really, like, inclusive company, I think. Great to their employees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to stay with Chorus if I can. Promotions coordinator is the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So a job.
So a coordinator is the dream. Do you want to be a promotions director?
Well, it's the first dream.
Okay,
it's
so that's the first one. That's the closest goal.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
So somewhere like can offer me that. But like also have to like kind of weigh in where is it, mm-hmm, right? Like if my cost of living is too high, that's not really worth me getting that. Mm-hmm. Jobs, I mean, like miserable because I won't be able to make the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not gonna move just for the sake of moving. Like it's kind of have to, all the cards have to fall into the right place, I think.
And you know, as you heard from people that work in the industry for a long time, sometimes you have to move to a small market to get that experience that everyone wants. Even though I don't agree too much with that. I'm a good believer of like, if you're passionate about something, it doesn't matter if you learn in the big market than in the small market.
Right.
sometimes actually you learn more in the biggest market than in the small market, just because in the small one you learn a lot of the smaller stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, you learn a little bit about everything. You do announcing, you do sales, you do promotions, marketing, digital, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you learn just like a tiny bit.
Right.
You don't go too deep into that.
Right. But you know, you learn a little about a lot.
Yes. It's weird. It's something that, like, I don't agree with. I think, like, if you want to be in a good, like, a big market, then apply for a large market.
Yeah.
Like, just be there and grow your way up.
Why not?
Why do you have to go to a small market? But things work different here. So where would you move? West?
I would go west, sure. Uh-huh. I don't know why Alberta scares me. I think it's because I picture it like this big cold dust bowl. Okay. I'm sure it's not like that. I know that, but that's what I kind of picture in my head.
You can tell to Corey. Corey can hire you there.
Corey, I'm sorry. I think where you live is scary. BC would be pretty sick, just because, like, the coast, and it's really cool out there. Out east would love, because there's whales, and I'm kind of like a whale freak.
Okay.
So if you offer me a job anywhere and you have whales nearby, I'm sold.
Are you talking about, like, Halifax and stuff like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I went to a psychic fair last weekend.
Oh, my. And she's been talking about this the whole day. So okay. This is probably a seventh time I hear this story, but let's do it.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. went to the psychic fair, and she told me that I might move to Australia.
Australia?
Australia.
Can you do the best Australian accent right now? Give me something.
Oi, oi, put that steak there on the barbie, eh?
If we have any Australians listening to us right now, please tell me. Juan the Colombian on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, go say Juan. She is really bad at that Australian accent.
That was
way
more of a Canadian accent than anything else.
It was. I'll tell you something. You tried to copy my Colombian accent at the beginning of the show. It was terrible.
It's so hard.
It is easy. Look at my accent.
What do you mean, look at your accent?
I mean, hear my accent.
Oh, like, but that's just how you talk, though.
Yeah, but I can't copy you. Okay, say something, I'll copy it. Go.
Juan, you can't just copy your accent.
Juan, you can't just copy your accent.
Okay, that wasn't great.
That was great. That was really good. If you agree that was great, you got to say yes. In my, I don't know, whatever. Just send that to Facebook or even Grace. So, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A little terrifying. Little hesitant because of the spiders, like the size of my head down there.
I heard everything is bigger there. Mm-hmm. And I heard also that the water runs backwards.
I heard that too.
Which is weird.
I'll have to confirm
I actually saw it in The Simpsons.
Really?
But, yeah. They were in Australia and like the water just went backwards. I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe one day I'm going to go there, but... Now with all the coronavirus that is going on, it's kind of scary. Like,
yeah, you're freaking out about that.
It's just like, I'm not freaking out. It's just the fact that we're fucking our bodies, like humans, mm-hmm. with everything we eat, with everything we breathe. Like, we don't even know what we put into our bodies. Like, we buy something in the grocery store that it says like, oh, it's organic. And then you check the ingredients and it's like, 20,000 chemicals there. It's like, right. What? Like, this is stupid. But yeah, that's what I'm worried about. But anyways, that is another topic. What else the psychic told you?
Oh, she, the first card she pulled.
Are you getting married anytime soon or what?
She told me actually I won't get married until much later in life. So.
Is that, did you ask like how many years?
No, because I didn't really want to know. I didn't want to have like a countdown going.
You paid $40 for nothing. No, how much
did
you
pay? I paid
50. She's going to say 50.
I said 50.
She's going to say 50. Oh my goodness. How easy is it to take information out of this girl? So $50 and you didn't ask how many years?
I didn't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to count down. That makes it weird. Because like then every relationship I'm in, I'm like, how long is it going to last? Can it make it another 4 years? Will this be the one I marry? So the first card she pulled actually, it's called like the Empress. It's in the tarot deck.
Okay.
So it means like fertility. That's what it stands for. So she goes, who's pregnant? Well, there's just no way it's me.
Is this the way that you're telling your mom you're pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because my mom's like, well, that's not you.
My heart is beating right now. I'm like, wait, what?
Please. There's just like no scientific way I could be unless I am the Virgin Mary. So.
That could happen, man. You never know.
I've got a feeling that I wouldn't be picked for that.
You're too crazy. You're too crazy for that.
What else did she say? She's like, so who's the boy in your life? I'm like, which one?
I wish you could see her face right now. She's red. Okay, continue. She's red.
She goes, who's the boy in your life? I'm like, which one? Narrow that down.
She also was going to say, who's the boys? So there's more than one. Oh, I'm such a good psychic here. I'm reading all your expressions. Holy
crap.
Okay, who are the boys?
They will remain anonymous. And I'm like, we'll narrow that one down. She goes, well, there's one and you're waiting for him to grow up. But once he does, you'll be together and then you'll break his heart. I'm like,
are you in love with a kid? I'm so confused right now.
Is that 911 I hear? Is that sirens?
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Damn. I would have paid another $50 just to know who that boy was.
I know, right?
Holy Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. Who do you went to? Like, where was it, first of all?
It was in Guelph. Okay. Yeah, it was all last weekend.
Who do you go with?
I went with some girls from school.
I'm kidding.
No.
Did they also pay?
They paid, but two of them went to a different girl, and one of my friends went to one I went to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you do it again? Would you like?
I probably would. Not right
Is
away.
Is it the first time you do it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, she had some cool stuff with my grandpa, too, actually, who died before I was born. She said that he was very proud of me for being the first one to go to college in the whole family.
Are you the first one?
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah, that's and I'm going clapping. For radio, so that's disappointing, but whatever.
Hey, whatever. Radio's radio. Are you telling me that I spend my life in failure? Because I've been doing radio for like 15 years now.
No
Don't
comment.
Say nothing. Thank
no
you.
Comment.
So yeah, no, that's cool though. I never done it. The like psychic thing. I'm just scared that they're going to tell me something I don't want to hear.
Well, they won't do that. Like...
You never know. You don't know what I want to hear.
It's true.
So, like, what if they tell me, like, oh, you're going to get married tomorrow, have 20 kids, and I'm going to be like, what the fuck? How?
Well, like, just don't do that.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, so this is what I think sometimes about people that go to that kind of stuff, is that they play with your minds. And what I mean with that is that... mind is very powerful. Your mind is very powerful. So whatever you put into your mind into, it's going to happen because you're going to call those energies, right?
Right.
So that's what I feel that it could happen to you. That basically when you go to places like that, not just to you, but anyone who goes to like read those things, is that someone's going to tell me like, oh, you're going to have a hard year, this and that. Again, it could happen.
Right.
Because that's what the cars are telling them to say. So yeah, I don't know. I'd rather just live my life how it is.
That's fair.
And just, you know, just do my thing.
I do have to say though, you do have to go in with like an open mind, right? And not take too much of what they say like as like the word to go by, you know. You have to be like kind of not critical, but a little skeptical. Like, right?
Yeah,
don't follow what they say like word for word. But sometimes it's nice to have something to believe in.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But that's the thing, though. Like, the thing with that one is, like, in my mind, at least, when they're telling me something, I feel they're telling me something because they know.
Right.
So my brain is already telling me, like, oh, shit, that's going to happen. So, again, if I don't want to hear something that, like, oh, you're going to lose your job. It's like, what the fuck? I don't want to know that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if I come with an open mind, like, oh, that's a joke. I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to be like, my job. You know, like, I don't know. But yeah, something else you want to cut? Like, we talk about your career.
Yeah.
We talk about your psychic. We talk about your boys. Your kid that you're going to date one day when he's like
when he grows
19.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. He's,
he's probably 10 right now.
Well, what age is just a number, Juan?
Age is just a number, and she just called me all like a few minutes ago. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, so what else? Tell me nothing? That's it? Is this the end? 24 minutes talking about your life and that's it?
I guess my life is only 24 minutes worth of content. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think there's more there, but but yeah, we're going to leave it here for now. Thank you, Grace, so much for joining me for this episode.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
I'm very happy to see what the future has for you, because I know there's a lot. You're just in the beginning stage. Do you want to hear my suggestion and my, not suggestion, but like my advice for radio?
Yes.
Just keep being passionate. There's a lot of people that are going to try to just bring you down, mm-hmm. just because that's just life. Just if you believe in something, make it happen. You know how many times I hear no's? Boo! And I'm still here.
It's true.
You went to Fancho. Mm-hmm. How many times won the Colombian? Because I went to Fancho 5 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. How many times they brought my name there? A lot.
I've heard it a lot. Yeah.
And was it something bad?
Just that one time. No, there wasn't.
Exactly. Because I'm so passionate about what I do that it just, shit happens. You know what I mean? Right. There's some people that, like, even now, hey, Juan, like, where's your show? And, like, I'm still, like, working on that. In Fancho, bro, even at the time, I didn't speak English that well. Mm-hmm. Even now, I don't speak English that well. But at the time, it was even worse. And I have one of the best radio shows in there.
Right.
Like, one of the best ones. Everyone was like, how the fuck are you making that happen? And I was like, I'm just passionate, man.
Yeah.
I'm just being myself. Because you said it. You get that emotion when you go like, when you press that button and you go live and you're like, 106.9 DX, this is Juan de Colombia. Like, you know, you get into that persona of like, oh, I got to act certain ways. Like, no, just be yourself.
Right. Totally. Like, it's the most relatable, right? Everyone likes someone who's just being themselves.
Yes. Because like, why do you have to act like someone else when you're not?
Yeah.
Like, you're better when you're just, like, yourself. People get, if you screw up, if you're, like, talking and then you say something that you didn't mean to say it, if it's not a bad word, then okay. If it's a bad word, then, oh, you're screwed. But, but yeah, if it's not something bad, people will be like, oh, geez, that guy makes mistakes, too. And, like, that's better because they can relate more to that.
Exactly.
They're going to be like, oh, I want to listen to this dude. So my suggestion, again, and my little advice that I'm giving you for all this is be happy. Find your happiness. If it's promotions, keep doing what you do. There's going to be hard times. Mm-hmm. There's going to be moments that you're going to be like, oh, really? Radio? Like, fuck, I'm annoying. Like, I'm tired of lifting tents. I'm tired of saying hi to people. I'm tired of, like, smiling when you have a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Just tired.
Yes, but if it's something you are passionate about, think about those things. Remember how good it was at the beginning. Or remember how good you have. Like, there's a lot of fun things that we do. Go to concerts. Yeah. Meet artists.
Yeah.
Who does that? We're getting paid. We're seeing people paying thousands of dollars to take a photo with a guy. Sometimes we get to talk to them just chilling there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We've got pretty cool jobs.
It's a great industry. You're new. You're still a baby, so enjoy this industry. It's changing a lot for when I started this. Oh my God, it was super fun. And even before it was more fun. But yeah, like now it's like, it's a little different, but it's still pretty fun. So just enjoy it. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Tell me again about the event that is happening on the what, 21?
On the 21st of March. Yeah, Art Fest with 4 local bands here in London at Lenham Brewing Co-op.
Who are the bands?
Co-Parents, Youngest and Only, Backroads Social Club, and Analog Hybrid.
Okay, well, if you know any of those bands, just go say hi to them. Is the London Brewing Co?
London Brewing Co-op, over right off Dundas.
I don't drink beer, so if you want to go drink beer, that's a good place to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope they pay me advertisement for that. I'm just trying to get money somehow, okay? I'm a sales guy. I love money. So I'm an announcer, but I do sales in this side. Thank you again. If you ever want to be here again, share more stories about your crazy psychic girl that is telling you what to do with your life, just say, Juan, I got something to tell you.
All right.
And then we'll just put the mics on and record that.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Love
Thank
it.
You so much.
Thanks.